Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Maciek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maciek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Maciek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maciek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maciek for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparma for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Price for a passed ball. Gibson moves to second. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Lee Stang. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparma bunts between the mound and first base. Ellsworth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparma for the out. Price moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Landis now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Northrup bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Russ Gibson. Fred Lasher now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Jose Santiago pinch runs for Ken Harrelson. Elston Howard pinch hits for Bill Landis. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.